2 Kings chapter 2. And it came to pass, when the Lord Jehovah would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said to Elisha, I ask you to stay here, because the Lord Jehovah has sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said to him, As the Lord Jehovah lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha, and said to him, Do you know that the Lord Jehovah will take away your master from your head today? And he said, Yes, I know it. Hold your peace. And Elijah said to him, Elisha, I ask you to stay here, because the Lord Jehovah has sent me to Jericho. And he said, As the Lord Jehovah lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha, and said to him, Do you know that the Lord Jehovah will take away your master from your head today? And he answered, Yes, I know it. Hold your peace. And Elijah said to him, I ask you to stay here, because the Lord Jehovah has sent me to Jordan. And he said, As the Lord Jehovah lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. And the two of them went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went, and stood to watch at a distance, and the two of them stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle, and wrapped it together, and struck the waters, and they were divided here and there, so that the two of them went over on dry ground. And it came to pass, when they had gone over, that Elijah said to Elisha, Ask what I shall do for you, before I am taken away from you. And Elisha said, I ask you, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. And he said, You have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so to you, but if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on, and talked, that, there appeared a chariot of fire, and horses of fire, and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and its horsemen. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes, and tore them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back, and stood by the bank of the Jordan River. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and struck the waters, and said, Where is the Lord Jehovah God of Elijah? And when he also had stricken the waters, they parted here and there, and Elisha went over. And when the sons of the prophets who watched at Jericho saw him, they said, The spirit of Elijah rests upon Elisha. And they came to meet him, and bowed themselves to the ground before him. And they said to him, Indeed now, there are with your servants 50 strong men, let them go, we ask you, to seek your master. Lest perhaps the spirit of the Lord Jehovah has taken him up, and cast him upon some mountain, or into some valley. And he said, You shall not send. And when they urged him until he was ashamed, he said, Send them. They sent therefore 50 men. And they sought 3 days, but did not find him. And when they returned to him, because he stayed at Jericho, he said to them, Did I not say to you? Do not go. And the men of the city said to Elisha, Look. I ask you, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my lord sees, but there is no water, and the ground is barren. And he said, Bring me a new bowl, and put salt in it. And they brought it to him. And he went forth to the spring of the waters, and cast the salt in there, and said, This is what the Lord Jehovah says. I have healed these waters. There shall not be from this time forth any more death or barren land. So the waters were healed to this day, according to the saying of Elisha which he spoke. And he went up from there to Bethel. And as he was going up by the roadway, there came forth little children out of the city, and mocked him, and said to him, Go up, you bald head. Go up, you bald head. And he turned back, and looked on them, and cursed them in the name of the Lord Jehovah. And there came forth 2 female bears out of the woods, and tore 42 of their children. And he went from there to Mount Carmel, and from there he returned to Samaria.